Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Nebraz Hayek podcast. This podcast is going to be a little bit different. I wanted to dive in and a little bit discuss about education and the importance of education and some of the misconceptions that people have about education and getting your college degree and deciding on which field of study that you're going to choose when you go to college, what to discuss with your college advisor and all of the sort of stuff. So I'm going to share my experience. So education is a very, very important part of our lives. And I do realize a lot of people say, well, you know, what degree you get does not really matter sometimes because you end up doing something else in your life. And that's very true. But my degree was in computer science, and computer forensics was the minor that I focused on. So solving computer crimes for the government was what I really wanted to do when I went to college. I studied really hard. I graduated with honors, and I loved every moment of it. I loved the computer labs that I did more than even reading the books because I liked hands-on. Now, here's the thing. What I do right now has nothing to do with what I studied. Now, do I regret it? Do I feel like I made a mistake? Not at all. Here's what people don't understand. What you've done in your life, as far as what accomplishments you have made, they will help you in your future, no matter how you look at it. The way I look at it is I got a degree that shows my commitment to studies, my commitment to improving myself. And whether or not I got a job in something that's related to what I studied doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't mean anything. What I studied is still something that made me improve who I am. It's not a loss. You know, for what I learned is what I learned. These are things that I understood. I was taught in college. No, they're not going anywhere. Now, not doing a job based on what you studied makes no difference. I would not have had the opportunities that I have today if I didn't have a college degree. So why not choose something that you love to do? Now, that's not to say you should just go and choose any field of study. Still put some heart into it. Still listen to your heart and listen to, you know, the advice that people give you. Make sure you focus on something that is going to bring you joy. So when you study it, you're not being bored. You're not feeling like, oh, this is just something that I'm just trying to get it over with. It's really important to love what you do, but it's also important to love what you're being taught. I loved what I was being taught. I enjoyed it so much that I barely had any money. I was all on my own and I saved up money and I went to Washington. I got my certification for being a forensics examiner, and stayed up in a hotel there, my own pocket, paid everything on my own, being a college student and all. And everybody that was there basically said that they were very impressed because they were all people that were in the 30s and 40s and, you know, married with kids, and they had a ton of experience and their jobs were sending them so they can earn that certificate. But I did it on my own because, in my opinion, I loved what I did so much that I wanted to learn a lot more. So this episode is basically first steps when you go to college. You know, you first talk with your college advisor. My experience when I went to the college advisor, I did not know what I wanted to study. I knew that there were so many things that I wanted to focus on. I just had no clue which one was my favorite. And I knew that I wanted my degree. I just didn't understand how I'm going to focus on only one field. So I went to my college advisor and she was very helpful. Here's what I told her. I want something that when people know what I studied, if I tell people I have a bachelor's degree in such and such, that they will respect me. But I also want it to be fun. And I told her that I've seen my brother's a computer programmer, and I've seen him sit in front of the computer for hours on end and just looks very stressed out and very, focused, and it's not me. I cannot sit still. So I need something with computers, but I want it to be fun. And as I was asking her this, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what she was going to say. Now, all I knew is that I am throwing something on her that seemed very impossible. But it's really important to explain to your college advisor exactly what your heart desires, not just what people expect of you. you know, don't go there and say, my mom and dad expect me to be a doctor and my father expects me to be a dentist and, you know, or engineer and all that kind of stuff. The important part is to explain to your college advisor what you would love to study. That could change. A lot of times it does. But for now, explain to your college advisor what you would love, what you think you would enjoy, but also it would be very helpful if you can add what you think would be very helpful to you. So when I went to her, I said, I would love to study computers, but I want it to be fun. So here, she knows that my personality, I can't sit still. She knows that I really wanted to study something that's, you know, considered respectable and also very good in the market, that I could easily get a job. So she suggested few things like graphic design. She said, oh, that's going to be really fun. I said, yep, but that's still going to require me sitting on a computer and not doing anything else. I mean, it could be wrong. I didn't really study that. So then she brought up the idea of me pursuing a college degree in computer forensics, under computer science. I thought that was amazing. I immediately got excited about this. I started dreaming of working for the FBI and all that kind of stuff. I really, really thought that that was the perfect fit for me. Therefore, a four-year degree turned into 2.5. I chose the accelerated program. It was really difficult to convince my dean that I wanted to do this in half the time, or a little bit more than half the time. But here's the thing. If you know what you want to study, go ahead, go full force and focus on what you want. But always understand that when you explain what you want to those who know it best, because the college advisors have spoken with so many other students and they probably will steer you in the right direction. They probably will steer you in the wrong direction. But the focus is to make sure they gather whatever information they can from you. So be honest with yourself and be honest with them so they can help you choose a career that you would enjoy. Now, you may think that this is the future. This is it. You cannot change it. There's nothing else you can do. So I can tell you right now a little story. I thought I wanted that. I wanted it so bad that I even went to the FBI. I walked in the FBI in Chicago on Roosevelt, and I wanted to speak to an agent. And I told him, I'm like, this is what I want. What do I need to do? And I went full force trying to get a job with the FBI. But here's the thing. It wasn't something I wanted to do longer than probably 3 or 4 years after I graduated. You will change your mind so many times in your life. So many times. There were so many times you're going to think, this is what I want and nothing else will suffice. But I can tell you right now, that is not the case. You will change your mind. A lot of times we tend to do what we think is cool or trendy at the moment, or this is exactly what our hearts are set on, but that will change always. You'll always change your mind because we are changing. We are growing up. We are learning about life and our young minds when you're in high school and when you're early years in college will always change. That's why I say choose something that you enjoy, because at least you will never look back on it and say, I wasted my time, because it's never a waste. Every time I applied for a job, they asked me, do I have a degree? So it's never a waste of time. They don't even care what degree I got. The fact is that I got my college degree. It's a very important part. Now, that's not to sit here and say those that don't have their degree, they don't know what they're doing, but it does show a sense of commitment. It shows, you know, that you committed to something, you committed to learning, you committed to teach yourself a special skill or a field of study, something that matters. You sat through it and you graduated and you finished it. It shows that you actually not only committed, but you also finished and completed your degree. It's a very big deal. Now, I tend to hire a lot of people. A lot of times it's nurses, but I have a lot of respect for nurses that either finish their degree and they just don't know which field of nursing they want to go into. The fact that they finished a degree, you can always steer them in the right direction. So all I wanted to leave you guys with this episode is just please make sure that if you want to go to college, and college to me is what changed my life, and I'm not saying this lightly, There's in the next episodes, I'm going to go in full detail, but college changed my life. And I can tell you right now, if you want to go to college, please seek the help for those that have done it before you, those that you see and you consider successful in their lives, ask them questions. And, you know, there's never a waste of time. There's never a waste of money. And there's never the wrong type of or degree, the wrong type of study. There's always that commit to something, complete it, and it will speak volume about who you are when you get a job in the future. As always, thank you guys for listening to me. Again, this is the Nebraz Hayek podcast. Please reach out to me with any questions you may have. You can find me on LinkedIn. It's Nebraz Hayek, Instagram, Nebraz Hayek, and my email. So the Nebraz Hayek podcast at gmail.com. Thank you guys and have a great day. And I'm on a roll.